All right, so let's go. Let's finish up the Rashi. Ready? Don't worry so much, Chaim. Let's finish up the Rashi. Chaim. Let's finish up the Rashi. So I think we basically got it the other day, right? Let's just tie it together here. The what? So Rashi's learning like this. Okay, so Rashi's learning that what? That Abaye's argument is that if you're going to say that it's min heter zelevado v'zelevado, shneya min heter zelevado zelevado, and there's an isser when they become mixed, right? And there's an isser on the maisa bishul, right? And that's what makes it a chiddush. So it means to say that what? It means to say, this is what we were trying to figure out the other day. So it means to say what? So then his argument is, why should it be Nesinas Tam? Why should it be Nesinas Tam? Even a kol do, he says. Da basa b'chalavu. Right? Amai ketoni masnisin deboi taima below nosin tam nami yosur da chidusha chodesh berachmona lafil koldu da basa b'cholavu. Right. So in other words, the what? Right. So we were trying to say, what does he mean as a chiddush? What does he mean to be a chiddush different than klei akarim? So we were saying that chiddush would mean that it's a new. It's a new entity. That's what we were trying. Chiddush would mean a new entity. Right? Of a basar b'chalav. And since this is a chiddush, right, that you're going to have a new chetza that emerges, so it could be created even with the koldu of one. It's a whole new inyan. Can't rely on any of the other rules. The other rules would be good if you needed cholav as an entity, right? But here it's not cholav as an entity and basar as an entity. It comes through what? Any mixture of the two produces another chefza of a basar b'chalav. So why should it be totally on tam? Even a kol du should be able to create such a new. If you're saying you create a new thing anyway with something less than the full chefza presence. So then why should it be tam? It's the factor. So that's what we were saying. That he's saying, so you see that the only reason, it's a little bit of a tough argument, right? A little complex. We're saying, so you see that why is it settled at tam? Why is it set at tam? It must be saying that what? Yeah, so what it must be that what? That it's not a chiddush. And what? So if it's not a chiddush, then it's like kilei akarim. And it's nisr of basar and the nisr of chalav. Right? The two things together. So where did the Tana get tam from? So then you're forced to find a case in the Torah that gives you the right to derive that as long as there's no tam, it's like the thing is nothing. That's where it gets a little complicated, right? Now he wants to say you got to find from Zorah B'Shelah. But without basa b'chalav, you wouldn't just derive anything. You wouldn't derive anything from Zorah B'Shelah alone. Because you can say Zerubbabel Shaila itself is a separate inyan. A little complicated going to Rashi, but he's saying once you have both, once you have Basar B'Cholav, then that forces you, once you're going to say that, once the Torah creates an Isser of Basar Mu'urav with Cholav, like Kiloyim growing, like Tavua growing with Geffen, right, retaining the identity of each and the definitions of each, but yet it's telling you that it's what? That you don't need the mamish. So then he's saying that gives you license to derive from Zerua B'Sheva. That what? And what are you deriving? Kol kama the lake of taima. It's as if it's not there. It's mystery kol kama the lake of taima. Zerua B'Sheva is not so simple. If you look at the Marsha, because I mean that's a case of the Mimimina, there's no time at all. That's why you couldn't just learn from Zerua B'Sheva. I mean, if Zerua B'Sheva is such a good source, why isn't the Bais Eilut learn from Zerua B'Sheva? Right. Zerua B'Sheva is a case where the Nazir brings a carbon, and the Kohen eats the Zerua, and the Nazir gets to eat the Chazer. So the Gemara says that they're cooked together. So why isn't it Asur? For the Baal to eat the chaza, it was cooked with Isser, because for him for the Zohar the Matnas Kun is Asser. So the Gemara says because it's Shishim, right? We see the Marsha says Vishari Sur and Lesser Kedika Taima Leka Lemigmar Mizrua B'Sheva Gufa. You couldn't learn it just from Zerua B'Sheva itself. The lake of Zerua B'Sheva time at the Mimino. You wouldn't. It has no time. It's Mimino. Gamlo Matzino Bei Isura El Tera. You only find also it never says there's any issue over there. It just says that's mutter. So just because that's mutter doesn't mean necessarily you could derive anything else as asur. Right. Yeah, so that's the way Rashi is learning that. Once you're going to tell me, it's a complicated way he's learning it. Once you're going to tell me that what? That he's like looking into the mind. He's like trying to read the mind of the Tana. How did the Tana get to Tam? Must be that he considered Basar B'Cholav as ordinary, and a mixture of Basar and Cholav. But where did he settle on Tam? Must be, he then went around and said that the Torah is now forcing you to come up with a definition of the presence of something without the mamish. So where does it come from? Then you have to scour the other halachos, and you can say, okay, now we see, now we have a right to say from Zerua B'Sheva, this is what it's talking about. But without Basar B'Cholav, you wouldn't just jump to Zerua B'Sheva. And apparently saying without Zerua B'Sheva, you wouldn't really know that Tam is the thing that stands in for the Iker. That's the way Rashi is learning. Right. Now, as if it's a Chiddush, you don't need to look anywhere beyond Basar B'Cholav to define the Isser of Basar B'Cholav. So you just say, whatever is... as long as there is a Maisa Bishul, right? As long as there's a Maisa Bishul, and any amount is Mu'urav through that Maisa Bishul, then it's Asur. Why would it have to be a Shear of Tam? But if you're going to say it's not a Chiddush, then you're looking for a definition of Mamish. Then you're looking for a definition of Mamish. So then you have to look around for how do you know how to define Mamish? You don't define it from the right saying. If you have another source that you can say what the Mamish is, then you can go to the other source. Here the source is by Zerua B'Sheva. Let's see Rava's argument. All right, so what's Rava's argument? So Omalei Rava, what did Rava say? Omalei Rava Derech Bishul Asra Torah. So what does that mean? Li'olam emola chidishu. Udika omrit, afagat leka taima litzor.
Right? He says, you said that now what? That if it's a chiddush, no, I'm going to tell you really it is a chiddush. That's what Rav is saying. It really is a chiddush. But you said if it's a chiddush, then you can't learn from another source. Right? You can't derive from Rav Sheila. Al korchach begufe golikra. So he's saying you're right. Now it is a chiddush, and you can't learn it from elsewhere. So it must be in the pasuk itself. You have to look in the inyan itself. Debo inan taima. So where in the pasuk itself do you see any time? Midlo asrasa Torah el derech bishul. She asra basar les bashel b'cholav. Vein l'chok gonzu shelo yitin tam. So Rava says, from the very iser of bishul, you get tam. Because why? Because there's no bishul without tam. So what's the machlok between Rabbi and Rava? If there's a bishul without tam, right? That's the question. Right, Jeremy? So just definitively speaking, so what is Rava saying? He's saying that it's true. He's saying you need tam. But why do you need tam? Why do you need tam? According to Rava, not because you need the presence of the cholov in the basar, my kilayim, right? But why do you need the tam? Why do you need the tam? Correct. Because saying that is the maisa of the tziruf itself. Right? In other words, that is how you mitzaref to ochlin. See, that's really the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. That Rava is saying that just like by kilayim, we had to define the method of tziruf. Now, whenever you have two things together, you have to define the mechanism of the tziruf. So by kilayim, they're each growing in its own little spot. So the tziruf is going to be through the makom, right? But Rava is saying over here that by ochlim, the Torah is describing a process of a tziruf of ochlim, tziruf of foods. Bishul doesn't just mean a heating. Bishul is not just imparting particles through heat. Derech bishul asra Torah means that is the way the objects are considered to be mixed. That's really, it's true, it is a chiddush. That when you mix basar and cholov together, right, the mixing, when you create a tziruf, then what? Then it's a new chefta, it's a new thing. Right? But the way that you make the tziruf, he's saying, is derech bishul. And derech bishul is what demands tam. So it is a chiddush. It is a chiddush. It's not that the tam of the cholov is like a cholov, right? But it's saying, how are you mitzaref? If you're mitzaref cholov and basar via bishul, then that produces a new chefza. Right? So that's what requires the ear of tam. Not that the tam of the cholov is kecholov, but without the tam, then the bishul, then there was no bishul. There was no mechanism of tziruf. It's just like putting them side by side. When are they considered to join? Right? It's only through the bishul. But Abaye held that if it's really Abaye held. That's really what they're arguing about. By hell, you could just learn that it's just the tziruf via heat. The tziruf via heat. But he was moda. He's moda. Because that's what Tosa says. The Abaye was moda to Rava. Because in Pesachim he doesn't try to learn it from Basim Chol anymore. He agrees it's either from like Rabbi Kiva, either from Gilui Nachrim or from Mishas Anavim. He doesn't have his own position over there. But so why did he agree? It's interesting.
Why he agrees is an interesting thing to analyze, if we could. That he had this possibility, he heard Rav's Svara, and then he was Moda. He took Maisa Bishul. Knows what was his mistake? Let's see if we can define his mistake. What was his mistake? Or at least what was his mechanism? What was his maneuver in his first way of learning? He took the Maisa Bishul. He abstracted too much. Right? He abstracted too much. He learned Lo Savasho Gedi B'Chalev Imo to just mean Atzira through heat. Right? Now, as we know, everybody knows that if you soak milk in meat, that does nothing. Right? That's just considered that there's no tziruf that's created according to the Chiddush. Right? There's no tziruf that's created. But he held it just means a process of heating. But once the process of heating is once a koldehu, once there's any product of that process, even a koldehu, then I should say that I heated them together. Right? But he learned it just stam as a tziruf via eish, via heat. You understand? So Rava said to him, no, you're abstracting too much. In this case, is since they're foods and it's malchus asuros, it makes sense that you should limit the tziruf, that the tziruf should be an entity, the tziruf should be a natural form in Torah's Ochlim itself. You understand? That the tziruf, as a baye, was taking it very strictly. He was saying it's just a total chiddush. That heat over here creates a tziruf and asers. If that's the case, it should even be a koldehu. But Rava was saying, no. It's true it's a chiddush, but it's not arbitrary. You understand? It's true it's a chiddush, but it's not just an arbitrary thing. That heat does something over here. It's a chiddush that you can create a new chefza. But it's the process that's used to create the chefza is a process that's in the inyan already. It's in the natural inyan of food, bishul. You understand? That's the process. It's not just simply applying heat to a milk and a meat. It's applying a cooking process to two foods. You understand? And Abaye was moda. Says, you're right, that makes more sense. Because the mechanism makes more, even though the thing is a chiddush, it means I wouldn't have thought of it on my own. But it's still, Rabbi's moda, it should work in a sensible way. And it makes more sense to say that the chiddush is that two ochlim that have a tziruf of ochlim become a new entity. But just to say two ochlim that have some arbitrary process applied to them, and it happens to be heat, that's too that lacks reason. You understand? It comes from when the Abaye agrees that there's a concept of a definition of bishul that comes from the inyan of foods. Right? As opposed to a technical maisa of applying imparting particles through heat, but there's a difference, right? Bishul is a member of the class of imparting particles through heat. That's too.
But Rashi said, according to Rava, that that's never going to happen. There's no imparting particles through heat. There's always going to be a substantive time.
That's all the time is. Time is a certain amount of particles that build up into.
So when he says Ein Lecha Kagun to go into Shalom, you think Tom is talking about even the minimum amount of particles?
No, he's talking about Bishul. He's saying, look, He's saying to Abaye, you're saying that if there's no tam ki'ikr, right, then it's arbitrary to demand tam, because less than tam is also particles. There's also smaller entities of the chefza itself that don't rise to the level of that don't rise to the shear of mamish. Right? So why are you stopping at tam? That's arbitrary. So Rav is saying the reason why we stop at tam is because tam is definitively part of the process of bishul. In other words, I could say, was I mevashel these two things together? Only if they mingled in tamim. Could I say they were mevushel together? You understand? Because the Torah says, he goes from the pasuk. See, he's trying to show Rava, Rava's trying to show Abaye, you can get it all from the pasuk. You can get it all from the inyan. Begufe, al kochach begufe golikra. Since the chiddush, so the Torah has to tell us. You're curious where the Tana got it from? The Tana got it straight from the pasuk. Why? Because it says, midelo asros ha-toreil derech bishol. See, Rava says, I'm going to show you for the very same reason that if you just soak something if you soak the meat in the milk, it doesn't become usur, right? It's not simply because heat is something special. It's not that heat is like an arbitrary thing. We just need heat, right? It's because heat is a part of a process that's known to man as bishul. It's a human definition, bishul, right? So that's what the Torah is asking. A tziruf via bishul. Now bishul uses heat, but heat is not the same thing. Mixing through heat is not the same thing as bishul. Bishul is a special kind of a mixing through heat. It's a mixing where there's a tam exchange. Or at least imparted, right? That's what he means. Ein lecha kigon zu, meaning his bashel shalo yitain tam. There's no bishul without giving tam. There's heating that'll give kol tehus, right? But you haven't done bishul yet until you've given tam. So that's what Abaye was moda. So does that make sense? It's smoother. It's smoother. It works out that the particulars are now you have all the particulars under one category, right? Now you have the whole thing under one category. That it's just all you need to do is to define the mechanism properly. The mechanism of the tzirf itself explains why there has to be an ear of tam, and explains why it has to daf to be heat. According to Abaye, it comes like somewhat of a arbitrary thing. That why is it daf to heat, right? Why is it dafka heat? I don't know, it's just an arbitrary thing. It has dafka be heat.
I don't understand why is that the case?
What?
For Abaye.
Because he does not hold heat as anything to do with bishul.
Do he learns that from others?
No, I'm saying in his Havamina, he wouldn't have been able to. In his Havamina, he wouldn't be able to work it out, right? Because his Havamina is saying that what? Even in his maskana, it doesn't work out so good. But he's saying in his Havamina, he's saying there would be no way. And let's focus on his Havamina. His Havamina was saying that there'd be no way to explain why you need tam. There's no way to explain why you need tam, right? Because he's just learning that it's just a din of heat, right? It's just a din of heat. So since he's learning it's just a din of a tziruf via heat, so if when a mashu of milk is me'urav with meat via heat, that creates a new chefza, so then there should be no reason for tam. Elamai, it's just these two things can't be mixed via heat. The entities themselves can't be joined via heat. So then you need to find that tam is considered like the chalav, right? But Rava says you're going down this whole path because you're just taking heat like an arbitrary thing. But that's a mistake. You should look at the totality of the thing. You should look at the totality. No, it's an interesting point to think about. No, Rabbi is saying, look, you know what I have? I look at basal b'chalav and what do I see? I see heat and I see tam, right?
That's what Abai is saying. I look at Basa B'cholof, and what do I see? I see heat and I see time. Right?
But not always.
You don't always have the time. Of course. He's saying the maskana. What do I see from the Mishnah? I see heat and I see time. Right? And his instinct is to say, well, whatever, heat is a thing, I don't know why. And let's look at, why should heat, dafka be, so why should just dafka be tam? Right? And he comes out with this thing. But Rav is saying, no, right away when you see heat and tam, you should look at the pasuk itself and recognize that heat plus tam is equals to bishul. And you can put them two together into one idea. It's only because you peeled away heat from tam, and you're trying to treat each one separately, that you come up with this conclusion, right? But he's saying what you should really do is look at all of the halachos in that topic, and see if there's something in the inyan itself that unifies those two things. And he says, yeah, there's an idea that since the topic is ochel. I need heat and tam. It makes sense to say that it's a unification of ochel in an inyan of ochel, and that's exactly. And now you look back and you say, oh, that's exactly what bishul means. According to Abaye, lo sevasha would have to be taken in like a funny way. It's just like a derech hoveh, that it doesn't really have to. It really just means heat. Right, but going to Rava, he pulls it all in together. The lashon of bishul and the fact that it needs heat and tam all comes under one idea. That it's a chiddush that if these two things are mitzuraf, right, via two ochlim have a mixture via the process of via a certain predefined idea of tziruf ochlim, namely bishul, they become usher. Yeah. First, you truly right. Now, Rava's criticism is basically that you deconstructed the halacha too much. You deconstructed too much, It's a criticism you can only give to a chacham, that saying you overanalyzed, you isolated factors that you really shouldn't isolate. You tried to deal with the factors in absence of each other, when in truth, if you would have taken a more gestalt view, you would have come up with the concept of bishul. You would have seen the concept of bishul, right? Abaye just looks at a heat. And then how much? He says, if it's a chiddush, it's just be a koldu. If it's not a chiddush, then tam must be the thing. But he didn't put them together and say, well, maybe heat plus tam is a mechanism.
Yeah, but the pasuk never says tam.
It says bishul.
Okay.
That's what Rav's argument is. Why is it bishul? Bishul implies. Bishul is the lashon of food. Bishul is a lashon of food. You don't say, don't be mavashal that wood. With other, it's not shayach. Bishul is a specialized language of heating. It's true. In Shabbos, you can be chayav with bishul on a piece of metal, but that's a tolda. It's not enough.
When Rashi saw bishul heating,
right? In other words, if you look at the Rashi, if you look at Rashi carefully, by the way. I don't mean to imply anything by that, but I'm saying if you look at Rashi, like go back to the very first Rashi, right? The Shneim Min Heter, Zelavadu Vzelavadu, Kishnasarvu Nesher, that's one Chiddush, according to Abaye. The Ode Shederach Bishol Nesru, below Achilo. So according to, see, I mean, it seems to me clear from this Rashi that he's showing you Abaye's error, or Abaye's way. He took them as two totally different things. Two totally different things. We should not mix our discussion of the Eruv with our discussion of the heat. Let's just describe. There are two things here. There's the fact that they're Nisarev makes them Usher. And there's another interesting thing, that if you cook them, it's Usher, even without eating them.
It's just a separate din, whatever, for whatever reason. We can't go into that. Let's just concentrate on how much. Let's just concentrate on the mixing part. Now, what does the mixing do? Is it if I have a food of milk mixed with any amount of meat, even if it's not considered an ochel, it's asur? Or is it two ochlim together is asur? Right? But it's always going to be left hanging. Why is it heat? And it's always going to be left out of the picture. It's never going to be part of the story. Why is it heat? If I would soak it for 3 days, if I soak it for 24 hours, I'd get tam of the milk and the meat. So why is it heat, Abaye? That's another, that whatever. That's definitely a chiddush. That's definitely a chiddush. So it comes out that what? The chiddush, that whatever, for whatever reason, heat is the problem. The chiddush not to have two things, not to eat two things, two foods together. But for some reason, only if they would join through heat. Yeah, is that the only way to join foods? No, of course not. You could soak them. That would also join them. So it's always going to be two somewhat separated things, right? That's why if you look in the end, where Abaye describes Rava, he puts them together. He puts them together. Now the Derech Bishul is part of the very Chiddush of being Nisarev. It's not just Nisarev via heat. That's something that we call Bishul. There's an Isser, the Chefza is created through a Bishul. And a Bishul is a Bishul is a type of mixing of Tamim. That's what Bishul is. That's what Bishul is. That's why Rashi says that for Abaye, he breaks them out. Two separate things. And then we're just going to talk, and he never mentions Bishul. In Abaye's analysis, we never mention Bishul. That's not part of the analysis. He's being intelligent. He's isolating factors. And says, okay, well, we want to talk about the taroas. Let's forget about Bishul. Let's forget about the heat part. Let's just concentrate on the taroas. Abaye and Rav is saying, no, you're missing the forest for the trees over here. You got to look at the totality of the picture and see that it's that an Eruv Al Yedei Eish is another category itself called Bishul. And that's what makes the entity of Basar B'Chalav. And now you can't ask me, but why do I need Tom? Because you don't have Bishul, you don't have Tom without Bishul. You don't have Bishul without Tom. That's part of the very definition of what the thing is. You don't have a Bishul without Tom. So you see that if it was just, he's saying like this, if it was really just an idea of mixing the two things together, like a chefz of milk and a chefz of meat, why was the Torah makbid on Derech Bishul? Notice he's asking Abaye the very factor, he's highlighting the very factor that Abaye did, and he's turning it into a kash on him. Saying, according to you, it's really just an eruv of the two chefzos, of an ochel of meat and an ochel of milk. Oh, so why is it dafka bishul? Why is it dafka bishul? Oh, so you see, why is it dafka through heat? Why is it dafka through heat? So you see that it must be, if you would look at it honestly, you look at it fresh, you would say, why is it dafka heat? Heat is part of the very idea of the eruv itself. It must be that there's a heating eruv, that there's a heating type of a taroves. That's a bishul. It's not a taroves and a heating. It's a certain type of a of a mixing together in the very realm of food that we're talking about. And if you would add ingredients to a stew and there was no imparting of tastes, you would not say that you cooked one into the other. Cooking one into the other is a mixing of the tam. Yeah. In other words, it could be more like shatnas. It could be more like wool and linen. They don't have to be heated together. They don't have to be forged together. They just have to be together. So why wouldn't Basar B'Chalav also just be like that? Any way that you can infuse Chalav into Basar, or vice versa, will be Asar. So no, you see, but heat is a specific thing over here. So that's what Rav is saying. You should pull it all together and say, why is heat a specific thing? Because that's a process of ochel. So really, the din is, don't treat basar and cholov
together as foods. Does that help make you a little happier, B-Mac? Now, is now you can come out that what really is the Isser? Don't treat Bosar and Chalav, which alone are foods, don't treat them together as a food. What does it mean to treat them together as a food? To subject them to the process of Ochlam. You understand? If I would just drop a Bosar into Chalav and heat it, and pull it out before any time emerged, I would not say I did any food process to it. Maybe I did some laboratory experiment to it. But I didn't do a food process to it. I didn't bring it into a kitchen experience. So really the Isser by Basar B'Cholov it's an interesting definition now. The real idea by Basar B'Cholov is that they should not be considered Ochlim B'Yachad. But that's only expressed through a process of Bishul. You understand? That's expressed through a Maisa of Bishul. You understand? To unify them into an Ochel. But that's only through a Maisa of Bishul.
Yeah, I think the key point with Rav is that he's saying that you could, in theory, impart time, no send time to each other if you just soak them for a long time.
Right.
But you see, the Torah is not ushering just that. It's ushering a special kind of combination.
That's right.
It only takes place through Bishul.
That's right.
So you see that it is a Kiddush, because if it was not a Kiddush, then it would just be a Nirut.
Exactly.
Which is Yomet to other examples.
Right. And you're telling me if it's a Kiddush, it should be a Koldu. No, you're missing the whole Kiddush. The Kiddush is Bishul. That is the Kiddush. The Kiddush is Bishul.
Abaye
is saying, no, the Chiddush would just be heat. And now you'd need to supply how much is considered Nesarev. You understand? But Rav is saying in the heat itself, you can show that it's a special heating that the Torah is answering. It's a heating of foods. You don't call foods heated together. There's no word for that. There's no word for foods just heated together without an ear of time. There's a word for foods heated together where you meld the time, and that's Bishul. But in the language of food, there's no such thing as a heating less than a Bishul. Right? Now, everybody's mode, like the Ritva says, everybody's mode that there's a Chiddush of Bishul. Even when the Abaye says maybe it's not a Chiddush, he doesn't mean it's not a Chiddush at all. It's definitely a Chiddush. That's what the Ritva explains, right? He means only the Eruv Tamim aspect is not a Chiddush. So we know it's definitely a Chiddush. So Rava is saying that the only question is, do you include the Eruv Tam in the Chiddush of the Bishul, or do you say, no, the Chiddush stops with the Bishul and the Eruv Tam is normal? So Rava is saying it would come out to be a strange, arbitrary. If you take the Eruv Tam out of the Bishul and you leave it just as heating in an Eruv Tam, then you're creating a totally strange concept of heating. Why heating? I don't know. It's just a totally arbitrary. There's no. What I'm trying to say is like this. The Isurim in the Torah and the Mitzvahs in the Torah, I don't know if anybody A was there or B listened or C remembers anything, but this is something we did a couple of years ago in the beginning of the year about the forms of mitzvahs, that the mitzvah should have a form that is natural, that is recognizable in the context of human life, right? Mitzvahs are not formulated for malachim; they're formulated for people, and they're formulated along the lines of human categories. Okay, so to say that there's just a heating and an eruv, that's what's a heating? What's a heating? What's a heating to you? No, it's not. If I If I take an ingredient and I heat it in a pot of food and I pull it out before it gives any tam, right, I was not mevashal the ingredient into the pot. The whole idea of bishul is improving the food.
So
that's the whole idea.
Mean heat?
Bishul does not mean heat. No. Bishul does not mean heat. It might use heat, but it uses heat in a special way. It's a way of extracting tam via heat. But it's not just heating. I could heat it and not be mevashal. Can I be mevashal and not heat it? No. But I can heat it and not be mevashal. This is not talking about Shabbos. Not talking about Shabbos.
Did Rabbi know that the Isser of the Torah is bishul?
Well, he learned it as heat. He learned it as, yeah, it's like what does the Gemara say? Kigach shor, only a shor? No, that's just the normal. It's just the normal lashon for the case. But it really means don't heat the two together. Don't heat the two together. Bishul is just like an example of. It's just a dibra Torah v'lashon b'nei adam. It meant it took heating in a context that we're familiar with. But basically, it's an isser of heat and an isser of tam, two separate things.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So
then he's saying. But what's tam have to do with anything? I can heat it without giving it tam. I can heat it and give it a cold day. Right.
Also, do something you don't even have to use heat to give it time.
That's not a Abaye's way of looking at things.
But
that's not a Abaye's way of looking at things. He's more interested in why is it time. That's what I'm trying to say. Abaye breaks them apart. He breaks them apart. He says, listen, heat, okay, whatever it is, that's weird. Some reason it has to be heated. It's not my Indian now. I'm more curious about how much has to be mixed via the heat. So if it's a total chiddush, then the cold dew should be enough. And if it's not, then it must be time is normal. But he that's the point. Where Rashi starts out with Abaye, his first point in Abaye is to say there are two separate things going on in Basa B'Cholov. Eruv and heat. Let's forget about the heating. Let's just concentrate on the Eruv. So why is it Eruv of more than the cold? It must be that it's like Kilayim, and it's natural, and time is a thing. Rava says, no, you got to look at them both together. You can't say there's Eruv and heat. That's what we call bishul. Shabbos, bishul has to be a tikkun. Now, bishul always means a tikkun. So, for instance, if I took a raw piece of meat and I cooked it on Shabbos, I'd be chayev. When would I be chayev, by the way? I'd be chayev the moment it becomes edible. Right? But if I took a cooked piece of meat and I cooked it, I would not be chayev. Because I didn't do any tikkun. Right? Now by Basar B'Cholov, it's not the tikkun of taking it from a non-food to a food. It's taking it from two separate foods into one food. But it has to be some tikkun. If there, nothing was done, like on Shabbos, if I put a raw piece of meat in an oven and pulled it out before it turned machol ben drusoy, I would not be chayev. Because I heated it, but I didn't accomplish anything with the heat. That's not called bishul. Right? So to hear Rava is saying, if I took two ochlim and I heated them, but I wasn't mesakein and made them into one altstam, then I didn't do a bishul. I heated them, but I didn't do a bishul.